I'm currently at Bemerton Heath. Oh, it's the Battle of the Bands announcement. Hang on. I'm going to go back.
A little bit later on, we're going to be talking to Caroline Corbyn, Secretary of the Bemerton Heath Residents Association. So she'll be able to tell you a little bit about the work that the Residents Association are doing on the estate. And also, I just want to thank the Bemerton Heath Centre for supporting them in putting this event together, which is really good. A couple of thank yous to do. A thank you to the Scouts for coming along. Spurgeons, also the Council Protection League as well. Salisbury City Council are here. And later on, we're going to be talking to Mel from the Children's Centre about the work that they do in the community. And we're going to be chatting to Salisbury Arts Centre. They've got a really exciting project that they want the children to get involved in this afternoon. So they'll be telling us a little bit more about that later. As I say, we'll be talking to Caroline Corbyn as well. Now, down the end of the field, Salisbury City Football Club are here. And they're doing some football coaching skills. So if you've got any children that are into football, or maybe you're an adult and you like playing football, get yourself down to the end of the field. And also there's a food workshop taking place where they're cooking some omelettes. So if you want to know how to cook an omelette, or you want to try an omelette, then get yourself down there. Thank you very much for coming along. Thank you.
He's going to bring the music back now. Oh, hang on. Here we go.
One final thing to mention is the World War One Arts Project, because it is 100 years since the start of World War One, so we are marking that event, and there is an art project on the field for you to go and have a look at. Oh, and God, doing a very good job here, hang on. Toilets are inside the neighbourhood centre, and the cafe is also in there as well. Any other queries, please come and find me.
Okay, so... So as I said, I'm in Bemerton Heath area of Salisbury. It's a deprived estate, as I've just been told by my wife. And there are lots of people from the estate here, and clearly it is a deprived estate. Unemployment, alcoholism, drug use is fairly obvious, and also some bad parenting as well. And if you don't have tattoos, you're in the minority, clearly. So my two daughters are, okay, child Nelly got run over by a van that wasn't going to stop from. It wasn't the kid's fault, missus. So yeah. Yeah, my two daughters are here to do a cheerleading routine. And what we have here is a playing field that's on a bit of a slant, and there's three rows of gazebos. On the top row there, you've got a little stage set up with, there's a sign saying Battle of the Bands, but it doesn't say what time it's going to start. It's a drum kit set up there. And there are three kind of bouncy, castle-y type things. And it's not a very big event. But as that fella said, it's a community day. Also on the field, there's a kind of, climbing frame, swings and slidey type thing. Then a permanently set up basketball thing. A woman who doesn't care that she's not wearing very many clothes, and her chest is about to fall out that top. Let's have a wander down out the way. That's Sarum Academy over there, I can see, on the top of another mound about, what's that, 200 metres away from me. But council, it's a big council estate, basically. I grew up in an estate like this in Hexham in Northumberland, and so I can relate to what I'm looking at, you know. People who don't really care about much except benefits. I'm not labelling anyone here, by the way. I'm stating a fact. The temperature is just, well, actually, the sun's gone behind a cloud now, but we've just had a couple of hours in Salisbury wandering around, and was absolutely blazing hot, about 30 degrees. It had to be 30 degrees, and then the humidity decided to switch itself on, and just as we arrived about 20 minutes ago, it became humid. And there's a breeze now, which has blown that humidity away. That's quite nice, actually. And because the sun's gone behind a cloud, high cloud, I hasten to add, we haven't got that furnace kind of temperature. It's hot, don't get me wrong, it is hot. I say right now, it's currently sitting at probably, 27, 28 degrees, maybe? 26 and a half to 28 degrees. I'd a guess, but I'm slowly acclimatising to the heat quite well, actually. Not to the humidity though. So I'm going to continue wandering around. I wasn't going to sit around waiting for the cheerleading woman to sort herself out. She went away to sort something out, and Sarah was with our children remaining there. I wasn't going to sit and wait for that. I'll have a look up and down these stalls. The Scouts have got two event shelters there. That's something that I want, an event shelter. It's about 150 quid though. For the, what is it? Is it 15 foot one? 15 by 15 foot? Something like that. Yeah. So, from Bemerton Heath in Salisbury on a very, very warm Saturday, it's now 1 o'clock. We'll speak to you anon. In fact, no, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take you around with me. We're only 8 minutes in. Here's a bit of ambience for you. I'm just going to walk around. I had to have a can of Monster before as I picked me up. Hit the spot within about 3 minutes. Okay. Ambience. Soundscape time. Stalls. Come on, come with Dad. Come on. Seen these bouncy castles down here? keyword bouncy castle, clearly. We'll have a look around. Oh, flies. Oh, bugs. Sorry, flies on me. Come on, give us your hand. Are you hungry?
Mommy.
Okay, let's walk up here.
This way, Poo.
We've wandered round. No, yeah. Right, see ya.
All one word. Out.